Coach, congratulations. First win in the books. Couple of penalties there. I'm sure you've got a list of things your team's going to work on, but how good does it feel to get started with a win here today?
It's always good to get the victory out of the way, and Northern State's a vastly improved team. We actually played really well on defense in the front seven. This young secondary, we gave some yards at the end, but whatever. But yeah, we got to clean some stuff up. It was ugly. It kind of wanted to turn the lights off and quit watching for a while, but kids responded. They played hard, and anytime you go to Aberdeen and win by 20, whatever the heck it is, 26 points, we'll take it for sure.
You take a couple of roughing the quarterback penalties. As a coach, you obviously don't like giving up the 30 yards there, but you like the get after it mentality that this defense has. Those are easy ones to fix, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be on that borderline. It's a violent game, and you got to set the tone. And we've gotten that after Troutman's a good quarterback, but the last 3 years we played him, I'm sure he just despises playing BSU because we were going to get after it and take the hits on him. And as a coach, there's one I actually disagreed with. They called him going low. That was a judgment call, but the other one was bad. So we got to clean some stuff up. We had a holding penalty on third down. Just some stuff. Young guys got a lot of playing time, which was good, but yet ugly. But we'll take it. Hey, we're 1-0, and we're going to enjoy this 5-hour bus ride back to B-Town.
I always do when there's a win. Coach, coming into tonight's game, there was a lot of wind. I know Mason Hofer was struggling there. What was kind of the mentality going in? Did you know that you were going to run the ball rather than actually kick it if you had to do field goals?
Honestly, we just kind of go out. That's going to be our philosophy all year. We're going to go for stuff inside the 30, and that's not going to change. We're going to be aggressive with it. You'll see us probably do that more and more. Hofer can kick the ball. I mean, he can make him from 40, but the wind was pretty tough. And to be honest with you, he's just not comfortable right now with our holder situation. We had, we pulled our snapper, put in Manuel. He did a really nice job. It starts with those guys when the ball's getting, turned around on an extra point. It's not he missed it, but yet it's not his fault. Kickoffs, he's got to improve on, but he's young. I think he was pretty nervous coming into the game, so he'll get better just like the rest of the team will. And so we got to turn the page here eventually after, watching the film tomorrow and then get ready for the old Marauders.
Offensively, you sure spread the ball around a lot. You had four different guys carry the ball. You had four different guys catching the ball. If your offense can stay that balanced and that diverse, you're going to put up points, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good offense, and we got playmakers, which I kept saying Malik was going to make some big plays. Didn't quite get my 200 yards on my over-under with you earlier, but but you saw it on the sideline over there. He can cut on a dime, and obviously he needs to finish through the goal line. I about strangled him when he didn't sprint through there. But you know what? There's playmakers, and we dropped some balls too for Brandon. But there are a lot of guys in the backfield. I think you'll see more of Mikhail Harnes. The freshman running back, he's really a gifted kid. We kind of weaned him into that today. We need to get our backup fullbacks and tight ends more involved too. They got to catch the ball more. But for overall, for the first game, it was spreading the wealth around a little bit and was happy with that.
Your gangrene defense is always good. Almost a shutout here tonight. Could you see the look on their face when they gave up that first touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, the starters were over here on the sidelines, so they were pretty upset. But, the kid that made the mistake, we had two redshirt freshmen out there getting their first, collegiate experience. So, yeah, you'll take that, especially when they're not in there in the first quarter. But we made some big stands. I mean, the goal line stand, they went for it on fourth down a couple times. Bend but not break a little bit. But a lot of it was because of just playing a little soft at corner, just because I think they were terrified a little bit of their first game, and we were too. But we'll improve. That secondary will be just fine. But we're really good up front on both sides of the ball, and we'll continue to hopefully show that as a strength throughout the year.
Congrats, Coach.
I appreciate it, guys.